Leaving aside the fact that there are a lot of issues from in the Democratic caucus on the Hill, why is her gender central to her job?
That's not the only reason she said she's going to be there. She's been in political power for 30 years now. She's a great leader. She's great at what she does. She's a wonderful role model for women. So she didn't exactly say that she can be the only woman at the table, but she happens
no,
to be the only woman at the table.
She said it's important that I'm a woman.
It is important that there's a woman at the table.
Why is that important?
Well, because of the demographics of this country. 51% of the country are women. We should have the demographics of our politics look like country.
No, that's not true.
According
to modern progressive orthodoxy, there are 63 separate genders now. It's not just men and women. It's not binary, Kathy.
Okay,
I don't know
I'm
if
sorry.
You're keeping up with this stuff,
I'm
and
sorry.
I'm dead serious. This is, I mean, I think it's insane, of course, but you're required to believe it. So if there are 63 separate genders,
then we should have them all at the table.
Does the same old, like, man, woman, why not give someone from another gender a
shot? Fabulous. We should, and we should start with having her at the table, and let's invite the other genders at the table. But let's keep Nancy Pelosi. She is smart. She is great at what she does, and the players on her team want her to lead the team. They want her to be the captain. The DNC chair supports her. The chairman supports her. Her caucus supports her.
But in real life, look, I mean, she held her Democrats together for the health care vote in the first Obama term. That was impressive. I agree with that. Yeah, it was.
Republicans can't do that.
No, they can't. You're right. And she lost a historic number of seats for doing that. But she did a good job there. She's had no victory. She's had no victory since then. And you know as well as I had talked to a congressman about it today, she's not going to get the 218. If Democrats win in the midterm, she's not going to be reelected speaker because she's failed.
Again. Everyone knows in D.C. knows that those losses cannot be blamed solely on Nancy Pelosi.
I don't think
there's so many other factors that play into that.